Okay. Let's try to remember where we were last time. I'll try to remember what we had on the board because, as AB pointed out last time, this sugya, you just have to hold cup a little to follow pshat in the sugya before trying to analyze any of the concepts. We had Rav Nachman said, if the woman said Have and the shliach said Hiskabel, and the Baal said Hey, look, Mishal Margi, Rav Nachman said it didn't work at all. And our Havmina was that was because of Adibura Didei. But then Rav Ashi said, and look over the Maskana is like Rav Ashi. Then Rav Ashi said, no, that's because of Akar Shlichli Shlichusa. We had a little hakir on the board right here, Rashi and the Ritva, exactly how Akar Shlichli Shlichusa worked. We're not going to go back, but say that here is the Isha, here is the Shlia, and here is the Baal. What's the first case? The case of Rav Nachman is she said Habe, he said his Kabel, he said Moshe Amra. So what is the Sak? Right? Sak is Ein Migureshes Klal. And what is the Svara? Because Akar Liya Lishlifusay. Right? Then Rav Ashi said, what about another case that Rav Ashi brings up that Rav Nachman could have said theoretically? What if it was his Kabel and he said Habe and the Baal said Moshe Amra? One thing was very clear, which is that it's not Akar Lishlifusay. That's what Rav Ashi is trying to say. That's not a case of Akar Lishlifusay. That's the last thing we read. She's Megureche.
What does Bitlama mean in this context? What did he try to say? Just gonna eat it, my Ibra, right? Your point can be proved better with this case.
No, Bishwam means it makes sense. You would have made sense if he had said the opposite. But now you don't make sense. Right? Megureche is because lo akar shliach lishli say. This point I want to come back to. After we read the Shatavataria, that somehow if he switched in one direction, he's open with the Kutha, switched the other direction, he's not open with the Kutha. Why that is? Why not say any switched open with the Kutha? I know you're going to say Rafa explained it, but does everyone agree with Rafa's explanation? But what is the Ptak Mugareshus way? And that's where he says, the Nash could really be poached the Sugya in Bhagavad Gita as well, right? If I tell you hire workers for four, you hire them for three, and they say Kamota Umra. Kamota Umra, what do they mean? They say if Adibura Dida Kastamer, if we say the husband, Minatam, the husband's not doing anything, right? Minatam, the husband, but Minatam, what, like, what the husband be thinking? If the husband knew there could be a difference, what does he really mean? Does when he says Kamota Umra, he means what she really said or what you report that she said. If the word you dot what she really said, then it's with Kabel. Then Mishayagia Liyah Hashliyah, which is Miyah. But if it's Adibura Bidei Kasamech, if he's relying on the Shliyah Bibur, then Mishayagia Liyah Haisha, because he's only making him a Shliyah Leholaka. Okay, that's just what the Gemara said so far. Let's continue a little. The Gemara asks a question. Okay. There, Amarav, or not a question, but tries to be poshut. Amarav Huna Barchia, Toshma, right? We're on like the 10th line or something, 9th line. Ha'omer and Dafsamgil. His Kabbal Gethela Ishi, Holo Gethela Ishi, Rothalachdor Yachdor, our Mishnah, right? Meaning, what's this doing here? Because we're bringing proof for our Mishnah. Time of the rota, a low rota we get, clear in our Mishnah, is that the husband can retract, but if he doesn't retract, then it is a valid get, mishiyage get, liyad ha'isha. The amai, but why? Haba'al, here there's no issue, the word days, the word other, the woman didn't say anything. But haba'al, abar shlir shdiv kabalahu. If he said, holy get, leish, that makes perfect sense. He can retract until it gets her hands, and then it's a valid That's plastic shlich of halacha. But if he said it's kabel, he can't make a shlich with kabbalah. So it should just be nothing. He never made a shlich with halacha, and he has no power to make a shlich with kabbalah, so she should never be divorced. Ella Amrina, what's the only pshat in our Mishnah? Kevishos, and the Garsha, Meimar, and the Garsha, called Hechad, the Garsha. It must be when he brings in a new principle, fits nothing in the Garsha, since he decides to divorce her. There's an implicit, like, fine print. It's like, you ever sign a halakhic contract and read the fine print? It always says, like, I'm a kabbal myself for all the shitas that would make this contract work. And like anything necessary for the contract to work, I'm also paying. That's the thing. If the guy wants a divorce, he has an implicit, we'll see how implicit, his intention is to do whatever it takes to divorce her. It, meaning his words are not important. He really means, I'm going to divorce you in a way that works. So here, once we prove the principle, then over here also, it's a kasha. How can you say not divorce? After all, she's always divorced because he always wants to divorce her in some way. What's the kasha? So the kasha is on Rav Nachman, right? The kasha is on Rav Nachman. Everyone agrees the kasha is on Rav Nachman. Okay, see, the Rishon says maybe it's on one other thing also. But what is, let's see how to make this kasha on Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, here it is. Rav Nachman said, let's make two, let me make one ha'ara here, which I'm not going to get into now, but we'll put it in our back pocket, and then we'll read the Shaklataria. Rashi, how does Rashi formulate this, this question of Kinshas Eina Lagarta? Says Rashi. Ella, Al Korcha Mishnah, the Rina Afrika Bloyabe Ilbatoris Kabbalah in our Mishnah. He only gave it his Kabbalah, which he has no right to do, which is buffalo, little, and worthless. Came in the Amtu the Yadami Garsha, but once the slave brings it to her, she's divorced. We should the Kim Shah the Inla Garsha, look, he mitchula laid the Lamaki the Shah, you Kabbalah, Nikhli Lavish Lacha. Once, he wants to divorce her. When he finds out that he can't make a shlich for Kabbalah, he would want it. He would want it to be a shlich for halacha. The Tosafos Rosh just uses a slightly different formulation, which we're not going to make a big deal of yet, but I just want you to put in your back pocket. When he quotes this line of the Gemara, he says, that was his daf originally. There's a slight different language in the Tosafos Rosh and Rashi that Rashi sounds like it will be his daf later if he would find out. Like this concept of Meimar Amakal Hecha the Megersha is like he would have daf later. While the Rosh, Tosafos Rosh, I think he's trying to argue on Rashi, you know, he doesn't say. He adds the words how you'd like to make kara. It says originally as in mind, I'm not an expert in halacha, and I just want to do whatever works regardless. There might be some slight, now this is only half of me, in any case, the Gemara is going to reject this. But there might be some slight difference here in terms of how strong of a minoy do you need for shlichus? Do I need to actually intend to avoid the shlichus, or is it enough that I would want to avoid the shlichus? That has a little to do with our idea about the shlichus and shlichus. Is that if I want you to be a shlichus or a shlichus? Or no, you're only a shlichus, not if I would want you to be, if I do want you. Do I need to theoretically want you to be a shlech, or do I need to actually make you a shlech? So it could be that Rashi here at lower standards said, the fact that I theoretically would want you to be a shlech if I realized it's good enough to be a mino shlech, or you don't need such a mino, you just need nechusa. While the Tosafos Rosh says, it's not enough that I would want you to be a shlech if I knew. I need to actually want you to be a shlech and know that I'm making you a shlech. And therefore he says, meikar. So that's a subtle difference, which maybe we'll come back to. But I'm just pointing out the subtle difference
Doesn't Rashi later in the Gemara Ganot and Lashem Melacha say that the man actually says it's covered the Hone?
Yes, but that's when we reject this line of the Gemara. I'm talking about within this line. That's not God. I'm still in the Hav Mina. That's when we say there's no such thing as Mamer Amar Kol Hekav Nigash to the Garish. When changing your mind, we're saying no, that after this fault. But within this concept, where I'm only in the Hav Mina, right? Within this Hav Mina of, you know, Mamer, you know, Heban Shenosan Vehuli, Rashi said he would want Likos, if, etc. And the Tosfos Ram says, no, he does want the right kind of Shlichus, etc. Okay, so there's a slight difference in terms of the standards of any age of the Havi. You could say, well, the Havi, no, it's not true anyway. But it's just interesting that we see here that Rashi says, theoretical walking is good enough to have a Shlichus. Well, the Rashi is the thing that I actually need to make a Shlichus. And that Rashi certainly works well for his speaker. He didn't have Shlichus. Oh, I have no idea what's going on. If I knew what was going on, I would want to make a Shlichus, and that's good enough.
That's like an unknown story.
Yeah, and the Tosfos Rush might fit better for the Tos, who says that no. Just because if I knew I would want something, that doesn't count. I have to actually know what's going on. And the Gemara tells us, no, I actually know what's going on. I know I'm doing something, and I know I'm not a lawyer, and I'm not an expert in halakha, and therefore I already decide I want to make you whatever's necessary. Okay, let's get back to our studio. What's the question? Here we have a machlokes between Rashi and the Rishon Sfarad. How to read our Gemara, which you'll have to decide in 20 minutes whether that's significant or not significant. I'm going to let you decide that in 20 minutes. I'm going to let you decide that in 20 minutes. But let's just see what the machlokes between Rashi and I put the Ramban here, but it's really the Ramban Ubeit Midrasho. What's the question here? Yeah, there's all a happening, and the end we say it's not true. But in the happening of Haven Shinokam Eno Vidarsha is against Rav Nachman. Right? What are we saying? That would be the question, right? The happening. Haven Shinokam Eno Vidarsha Bechuli. This proves Rav Nachman. The Rashi has a simple question. Haven Shinokam Eno Vidarsha. The husband wants it to work however it works. Rav Nachman says, it doesn't work because the shliach quit. How is that a fit proof of Rav Nachman? We've just proven the husband wants everything to work 100%. But if the shliach quit, who cares what the husband wants? Right? So that is problem question. Problem is that Heivan Shenatan Bechuli means the Baal wants to make an effective shliva. Rav Nachman is based on the idea that the shliach quit. How is that a stira? The Baal wants to make it. The Baal came up enough in the garsha, Neymar Michael Hayden, the garsha, the garsha. He wants to do everything that will work no matter what. But if the shliach quit, the shliach quit. How is that a copy of Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman did that. I know the Baal wants to come in and buy the shliach quick. That's Rashi's question, right? Does Rashi where does Rashi ask that question? Where does Rashi ask that question?
Didn't we have the opinion of the Ritual that said the Baal right. Actually quit?
Alright, so give me a second. So Rashi of Al-Hakatoi says, Lurv Ashinami, etc., Shaper Mitarza Bahaki, etc., Itzrich Lamin Kahitoi, Ella Aliba, the Lishnekama, the Gosalka Dite in time of the Rabbi, Shemedi Word Day Summit, though.
What did Rashi say? He said that really, remember, Rav Nachman didn't say reason. Rav Nachman just said a fact. Rav Ashi said his reason was utterly legal. So says Rashi, you're right, this is never a kata against Rav Ashi says the reason utterly legal. This is only a kata against our Havamina before Rav Ashi. Right? Meaning, if you would, this is not called that. This is called that. What Rashi is saying is that there was a Gemara that Rav Nachman Rav says, I feel like get the yada ainam begurishes, and the Gemara is medayik shmami na dibur diday kasamir. And before Rav Ashi commented, we said, Tashma, Amar Rav Huna Barachia, Tashma. Rav Huna Barachia asked the question, not after Rav Ashi's reclarification and changing the ground rule. He asked the question on what we have in Tav Beis and Bay, on his understanding that Rav Nachman was called the Dibur Diday Kasamir. And then the Gemara confused us because the Gemara put in Rav Ashi, who changed Rav Nachman's Tzara, and now the question doesn't make sense. We have to the question there before Rav Ashi changed the Tzara. Again, what's Rashi saying again? What's the answer? Says Rashi. Says Rashi that there's really two possibilities for Rav Nachman. The Tzara, Rav Nachman. Hikshu, let's say this. That the Kodja is only Al Rav Nachman Shalolafi Rav Ashi. What's Rav Nachman Svara without Rav Ashi? What's the Havmina? It is that Rav Nachman says Adibura Didei Kasamer. Right, meaning what Rav Nachman's Svara, that then the husband makes, or the husband intends, Kabbalah and not Holacha, and that's why it's Batel. Okay, the Havmina of Nachman, what he calls the Shekama, the first daughter of Nachman, the husband is Rav Kavana. Now we have a good topic. Have to be the husband of the Kavana, don't we know the husband is Kavana for whatever works? According to Rav Ashi, the problem is this is weird, right? According to Rav Ashi, it's not such a, it's not a question. The question is only not according to Rav Ashi. The Ramban and others have a different answer. They say that no, we expand Kavish and Upreinam Lagartha. We expand Kimon Shanoth of Einam Lagarsha, says the Ramban here, and the Rashba and the Ritva say similar things. Okay. So then it's experiment. Need to get a new coat. It doesn't have a separate parak. No. Be parak rishon or parak shishi, but it really means on parak ad v'lo ad v'chlal. Okay. Yeah.
Why are we saying this on this, like, a dibur and jar? Why don't we just say it's like a fact that in writing it should work? Like, the Mishnah is proving that if I say his gabal, it should work. It should convert to holy. Why can't we say that Kivish and Othanein of the God?
That's where the Shliach never quit. The Shliach was never appointed. Right? The Shliach never changed his Shliachos in the Mishnah. But forget the Shliach changed his Shliachos. Right? The Mishnah, Shliach was never anything. The wife didn't tell him anything, and he didn't report to me anything. I just tell him something. So if I tell him something, then, but. I mean, you're right. Let's see if this is what Ramban says. Ramban says that no, that Kevan Shenatan Einav Bechuli equals the Baal wants to make an effective Shlichos. However, it works. And the shliach agrees to go along. Maybe that's not what I'm trying to say. He says, no. In Kamsha Pain Lagar, it doesn't mean just mean the husband wants it to work however it works. It means the husband wants it to work and give it to the shliach. And if the shliach understands that the husband wants it to work somehow, the shliach also has a mind that he'll do it however it will work. So he says, Kamsha Pain Lagarsha is a omdana in the das of the husband.
Right, they don't have the printout of the Ramban. I didn't bring my Morty printout today.
Doesn't the fact that Mishnah says that Eli Higiyah get Eli Yadav imply that the Shliach is carrying along? So even if the Shliach goes and delivers it to her hand,
yeah,
in Imagaretta, i.e., the Shliach hasn't quit, because he still gets.
In what case are we talking about? Even though the Shliach does it, as a practice, because that was my whole time to be alive, to be quit, and then change his mind, it's too late, right? What does he say here? Says the Ramban. He says, "V'ein choshim shema'afat shliach v'nasdeh halakaval v'kibol k'zochlof." The afu came she yodas that the ingligaris al das the garis become makom kibel. Meaning the shliach also, if he knows the husband was not the ingligarcha, is makabel mikol makom. Is makabel that it should work however it works. In which case now it's a stira too. Now it's a stira. Rav Nachman, when Rav Nachman shliach quit, the shliach didn't quit. Came and shliach ain't a legarsha. Meaning, if the shliach had not taken the get and thrown it on the floor, that would mean he quit. The shliach took the get and seemed to cooperate. Then the rule came and shliach ain't a legarsha. Not the shliach does ain't a legarsha. The shliach knows he's cooperating with someone who's ain't a legarsha. The shliach doesn't mind that it should work however it works, and therefore, it's a kushya on Rav Nachman lefi Rav Ashi. And you don't have to say we're going back to what we first thought Rav Nachman meant.
You say that the shliach was oker his shlichus from the wife, but then the husband did a new minui to create a new halal shlichus, and now shliach agrees to
the husband making okay, fair enough. Either way. Okay, let's read what the Gemara says, though. Either way, somehow we've disproven Rav Nachman. You've got the Rashi, we've disproven the first Rav Nachman, which again would probably mean that when they first wrote the Sukya, they didn't have the lines for Rav Ashi, and just the figure three, this Kashi Kutya, and then they added the lines of Rav Ashi. Or according to the Ramban, Ubeit Midrasho, it's a Hiddishmas and Lagarsha also affect the Shlia psychology. And therefore, it's a kushya on Rav Ashi. What do you mean, Akos Chukuso? No, it's goes along, but not an Eilu Garsha. So the Gemara says, no, it's not true. There's no such rule that came to an Eilu Garsha. Haki Haki, it was comfortable. Haki, what do you mean, Deishin, Shlif, Likabal, and Garmin, Nothing, Kim, Allah. Haki, Ta'i. No, there's no rule that someone intends that it should work however it works in the binary. No, in our Mishnah, it's not that someone intends that it should work however it works. It's that not a general intention. Came to the Eilu Garsha, the general intention. It's a specific intention. And our Mishnah, we specifically have an omdah that the average man knows that he can't make a shliach with Kabbalah. And therefore, when he said his kabel, he didn't really mean his kabel. He really meant his kabel the whole later. And he had a specific kabbalah that he knew his kabel he can't say his kabel even his whole later. But in our sugya, where it's put, someone made a mistake. Right? The following mistake. He thought that the wife did one thing, the wife did another thing. When there's a mistake, you don't have general kavana to make it work however it works. Amar Rava, very similar.
Yes, the question on Rashi, but he says over there, right? He's not a shliach then, but he changes his mind later. The way they presented it is a shliach right there.
Bahaka Gabi also Nachmanami, I've got very tight and lots of the luck, Miyuki. He mimlech be'amti minach nichalei lebal v'havei shlucho leholacha. No, meaning the husband, from the minute he gave it to him, meant it should work however it works. Right?
Mm-hmm.
The husband didn't know that the shliach quit. So as long as the shliach still thinks he quit.
You mean retroactively the shliach quit?
Sorry. This is going to happen. The husband believes the shliach. then he's a split of Kabbalah. So he gives him the split of Kabbalah, not the split of Lara. But, and he thinks, he believes the split, he thinks the split of throw in the garbage now. He wants the split of Kabbalah, he doesn't have to bring it back. But when the split does bring it back, then the husband wants it to be a split of Lara because he wants it to work. I hope I answered your question. I'm not sure if I answered your question.
I mean, I think he should be a shliach immediately, right? The Baal is giving him, the
no,
but work anyway passes on, and he's not a shliach of Kabbalah.
Ah, but he's not a shliach lohalacha immediately because he said he's a shliach lohalacha. He didn't have mind to be a shliach lohalacha immediately. But 10 minutes later, he changed his mind and decided to be a shliach lohalacha. The Baal wanted to be a shliach lohalacha immediately, if he wants. He hadn't agreed yet. And since this is a havmina, not like Ravachi, he can still, you know, he can become a shliach lohalacha whenever he wants. Okay, Toshma, same exact type of question. I'm a rabbi Toshma. Tana Shabbos Kabbalah Giti, the Mishnah later on in this parak, ain't no getter she gave the other. Like Tana make the shliach of Kabbalah. Tana's not allowed to make a shliach. We discussed that briefly. We'll discuss it again. And therefore, it's not a real shliach of Kabbalah. So it's not again until it reaches her hand. Kimothi Giti Liyadmi Megarsha. What happened? The Tana made a shliach of Kabbalah. The guy said to the husband, I'm a shliach of Kabbalah for your wife. And the husband said, great. Here's a gift. So he gave it a shliach kavala. The shliach kavala is possible to be the katana. So it shouldn't be the worst at all. Why do we say it's a valid shliach lohalacha when it gets there? He didn't make it a shliach lohalacha, and it's an invalid shliach kavala. It should be not the worst at all. El Armina, doesn't this prove that there's a general kavana of kamish enough to in the garsha, maybe armin to garsha, like in the migarsha, which is a pattern of not going in front of one of these two dragon. Hachanami, the answer is Kimsha in Lagarsha, Maimar Armitigar, Hachanam Rav Nachman, Kimsha in Lagarsha, Maimar Armitigar, still hate the Megarsha. Question. The answer is the same answer. Hachi Hatha, Hachmad and Yodesh, and Shlip Lakatha, the governor of the Shamalaka, Ide, Hachatai. Same answer. It's not a general Kabbana that everyone is in mind. It should work however it works. It's a specific Kabbana. When my wife is 11 and sends me Shlip with Kabbalah, I know an average man knows the halacha that a Katha can make a Shliya. Therefore, I know it's not a shliach kabbalah, and therefore, I specifically had in mind to give for a halacha, not a general kabbana. That's a specific halacha, but over here, where I made a mistake, because the wife told him, Havi, and he said to me, Skabo, and I was mistaken, then I do not, clearly don't have a specific kabbana to change anything, because I don't know if there's anything funny going on, like in those other cases, and we have no proof of a general kabbana.
So if you know a man with Amma Aretz and you know that he doesn't know the halakha and he says to Skabal, according to Rashi, he only says to Skabal.
That's a good question. According to this, what if you knew the guy with an Amma Aretz and didn't know this? Then maybe it wouldn't be a valid get. Pashma. Havi li giti v'ishkamer Skabal li giti, Skabal li giti v'ishkamer, Havi li giti v'homer holech v'tenla, v'chila v'skabela. Right? So it's a slightly different case. He didn't say too much to Amma Aretz. Right, but the guy switched it. The guy, they switched in one of two directions, either Havi to Kabel or Kabel to Havi. And the guy said either, the husband said either Holich B'ten or Zechin to Kabel. Rotzalach or Yachter, Mishay, get the other, Migareshet. In all these cases, he can be Choder till it gets to the wife's hands. When it gets to the hands, she's Migareshet. In all these cases, it ends up being a Shleif of Holacha. My love, Kabbalah, Kabbalah, Holacha, Aholacha. Isn't it the case? Kabbalah, he said to Kabbalah. And holacha, he said to holacha, meaning, what's the relevant case for us? He, Kabbalah to Kabbalah means the conversation between the shliach and the husband, right? Here's where you have to hold cup a little. I apologize. What do we say? My lab, even in the case where the, we'll put it on the board here. Here is the havamina. In the question from the from the Brisa, Havamina, the Perush Habrisa. That what do we mean? We mean Habe Hiskabel Hiskabel. That Kabbalah Kabbalah. And Hiskabel Habe Habe, or Holy, right? Okay, holacha, holacha, right? Holy and holy. And what do we say in both these cases? In both these cases, we say, Megureshe Mishe Yagia Liyad Ha'isha. And ditto. This case, this proves This is against Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said he was Oker Shlichuto. Or either way, Rav Nachman, or that the husband was Somecha, right? This is against Rav Nachman. So the Havamina, this is against Rav Nachman, as we keep trying to do to disprove Rav Nachman. So the Gemara says, no problem, just reinterpret the Braisa. Don't say the Braisa is all combinations, meaning even, Mechorzit, even. Whether it's whether Shlich revert one way or the other way, whether the Baal says one way or the other way. No, the Braisa only specific case. What's the case of the Braisa? Right? Matkana, this favorite Habraisa, is that that's not the case. Rather, it was Kolaka Akabala. And that this is the case. That that here he said Holech, and here he said his Kabil.
So the man being a Dopkinik, we're just saying that he wants to do the inverse of whatever.
Exactly. He wants to do the inverse of whatever the whatever the shliach told him, in which case this is no longer again. Why is this no longer against Rav Nachman? Because
it becomes pilek.
Because why is this no longer against Rav Nachman? This is not against Rav Nachman. Because over here, the husband said holy. If the husband said holy, he was so there, he contradicted the shliach. The husband contradicted the shliach. If the husband contradicted the shliach, which we have agreed, that means that they both agree. If the husband said Misha Amrahi, it's unclear what everyone means. But if the husband contradicted the shliach, not against Rav Nachman, because the husband contradicted the shliach is different. Just give me a second to read one more line. And where am I? Sorry. E kabbalah olacha miti mata gidul yadei ma'alto lehavi gita. Shvami no that he word yadei kasamir. No, haki hata. Hakim kabbalah hehel kocha amra. Hakim kabbalah hehel kocha amra. Okay, last line. We're showing. What about this case? This case, what do we say? She's megureshet when it gets her hand. Why not say it's megureshet right away? Because the wife said kabbalah and he said kabbalah. So doesn't it prove he believes the shliach and not the wife? The answer is no, this doesn't prove anything about any of our discussions until now. The whole question whether he believes the wife when he says Misha Amrahi. What do I mean when I say like she said, what do I mean? Then maybe I believe the shliach, maybe I believe the wife. But when I don't think Misha Amrahi, then I am definitely not relying on then I'm definitely not believing the wife. It's possible. If I don't think Misha Amrahi, I am definitely not relying on the wife or believing the wife, I am just saying something on my own. So let's just review why this is and why it's not against Rav Nachman. In both of these cases, in this case, Migureta Mishi Yagia Get Lit Yad Ha'isha, and also Migureta Mishi Yagia. But these have nothing to do with what we're saying until now. One second, because since he didn't say Kamisha Amrahi, he's not relating at all to what the wife said. He's not relating to what the wife said. It's as if you can just say the husband, not that we don't care what the wife said, the husband is not relating to what the wife said. So let's see what he means. What it means in this case is, because the Baal means, without any special umdras, the guy said it's kabel, he said holy. Without saying kamisha amrahi, he just said holy. So if he just said holy, because the Baal means the holacha, and The shliach agreed. The Baal says just halacha, and the shliach agreed. He didn't say kmisha amrahi. If he didn't say kmisha amrahi, then what the Baal is saying, it'd be better. The Baal means a new shliach halacha. The guy said it's kabbal, Baal said holy. So what did the Baal mean? Oh, I don't care what you said, I'm making a shliach halacha. By taking it, the shliach agreed a new shliach of halacha. So who cares if it was akar or no, or not akar? It's a new shliach of halacha. And the shliach accepted this new shliach, and that's why it has nothing to do with who the Baal believed. He didn't think he's already. It has nothing with akar. It's a new shliach. Hey, what akar? Everything's akar. The Baal says, I want to start from scratch. And what about this case? In this case, the reason is because the guy said Havi Lihiti, and the husband said is Kabel. He didn't think Vishamar he. What rights they have to say is Kabel? We just said every husband knows he can't make Shalif the Kabel. And he meant it's Kabel of a whole leg. Baal meant his Kabel the whole leg. The Baal didn't have any of these really Shalif the Kabel. The Baal meant his Kabel the whole leg because he had no idea. The Baal and his Kabbal is Kabbal Baholeh. Okay, so the Baal and his Kabbal Baholeh, which they have agreed, then that is also no.
Doesn't Rashi say Holeh Matenu Tilah, Echod the Kolo Lashonin following? So he could have said Holeh Matenu, he could have said. So how can we have, is that just in the other minute?
No, no, what Rashi is saying is this. Don't think it means he said the word. Holeh b'tein la v'chila hetzkabel la all at once. He said one of those words, but not one of those words that in response to any of the cases. In response to Habe hetzkabel, he only said holeh or ten. And response to hetzkabel and then Habe, he only said hetzkabel or v'chila. That's matzah.
It's making a lot of assumptions, though.
But that's the Gemara. That's not Rashi. That's the Gemara. Kabbalah, lachola, kabbalah. That's the Gemara. The Gemara is allowed to. Mars allowed him, not Rashi's fault. Okay, now let me just ask we've read Pshat in the Gemara. I think we've been yoked, they've Pshat in the Gemara. I just want to ask two questions, and maybe you can help me out with one of these two questions. Number one is Pshat Halacha. How do we paskin? So the cases of the Braisa, you don't see a lot of unim on the Pshat. And in any case, they don't seem to have to do with the factors of gut. We basically reinterpret the rights and be something that is pretty posh that no one's going to argue about. How about our original two cases? How about this case and this case? So how do we paskin? So in the case of Rav Nachman, to the best of my knowledge, everyone paskins like Rav Nachman. Everyone paskins. What is the of Rishonim. Everyone passed like Rav Nachman. Einam b'gereshet klal. Meaning we don't accept the idea of Tavis of Einam b'garshet, Meimar Arma b'lehech b'garshet b'garish. There's no general open-ended fine print saying I want it to work somehow regardless of what anyone says. No. We have an oker shlichuto and it's no good. How about in the case of Rav Nachman? In the case of Rav Nachman, look, shlichuto works. But does it work when as soon as the husband gives it to the shliach? Because he's so much on what the wife said his kabel. Or does it work only when it gets to the wife? He's so much on the shliach said haveli. That is not clear. Says the Rif. What does the Rif say here? What does the Rif say? Okay, let's see what the Rif says. Says the Rif. Okay, first case, according to our Gemara. What about right? Interestingly, this Rashi, I mean, this is the Gersha issue. Sorry, I apologize for the conversation. The common scholar Shama Friedman has an article about this where he wants to say very, very radical things based on, in my opinion, very slim basis. His slim basis is that Rashi, a few times in the Sugya, he says, like, Gersina and V'ishtacha Amra, Gersina V'ishtacha Amra, there were two competing yourselves how to write this Sugya. Do you write it as Hove V'ishtacha Amra Hiskabel, meaning she really said Hove, but he says your wife said Hiskabel, or do you read it as Hove V'ishto Amra Hiskabel? He says Hove, but the wife really said Hiskabel. I mean, Ishtacha is referring to what the Shliach said, the wife said. Ishto is referring to what the wife really said. Okay, whether you think that's a big deal or not, I will leave for those who are more interested in speculative Talmud criticism. The simple shot is that there are two different Gersos. They might have confused a few people here and there. And the Rif has the Gersa of this is speculative, not Gezerah of Shama. I'm being recorded, so I won't say this is so speculative. You would think I'll live in the But the Rif has the Gersa of Ishto. It has Gish of Ishto instead of Ishtacha, but Lani of Daiti, as far as I've seen, none of this actually makes a difference. None of this is significant. Meaning everyone's saying the same thing. You can just say the same thing different ways. If I say Pavili Hiti, be Ishtacha Amr Skabali Hiti, is the same thing, his Kabali Hiti, be Ishto Amr Pavili Hiti. So I don't think if you compare Rafi and Argus and Rafi and the Rif, it's all just saying the same thing in different words, and I think it's just confusing yourself for no reason to try to keep track of it. And you see it was confusing, which I rocky place in the Sugya says the girth of the Ishtacha, what he meant by that is not Ishto. Because the girth of the Ishto, you have to reverse all the words. Okay, but that's not important. What's important is what does the Rif say of Pesach Halacha? The Ishto, Kvar Amra, his Kavali, Gidim Homer, Hela Kosha Amra. The Rif seems to pick a side here. What did the Rif say? Says the Rif.
When the Gemara says inami,
Mishyagia, one second, liyad ha'ita. Gerech says Mishyagia liyad ha'ita. What does that seem to be saying? That seems to be saying that he's machria, that adibur yidei samer. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like he's machria that adibur yidei samer.
That's only if you ignore his last line.
Well, that's then. He's saying he bought it off the Shlichuta. Everyone gave you
one of them.
Yeah, meaning there's two questions. If you regret it at all, and if so, when? If you regret it at all, depends on Akira Shlichuta. He won't know if it's Shlichuta's community tonight. But then it's not doing when. What?
That's what it means. That it's in my
decision. Okay. So let's keep that in mind. Let's see what anyone else says about this.
Rabbi,
yeah.
In the Gemara, it says he nami. Is that they got the gear thrown? I can't remember exactly the yodah, the yodah. What
you mean inami in the end of the fifth line?
Yeah, in the Gemara.
No, I think this inami, it's not inami, can mean two things in the Gemara. Sometimes it means like an alternative, and sometimes it means like if. So here it means if. If it is. But Rav Ash says, if he had said the yodah, it would have been this way. If he said the, what he's saying, if he had talked about this case and it said the yodah, it would have meant this. If he had said the yodah, it would have meant this. But he didn't talk about that case, so I don't know. The Bahag says the same thing. The Rif is basically quoting the Bahag. He get the yodah megureshet. And who else says the same thing as the Rif and the Bahag? Let me ask you another question. What would you have paskin in this case, based on our Gemara? Yehuda, what would you have paskin? The woman really said it's Kabel, he said Hafe, he wasn't Oker Shlifa. And the husband said, can he come up to Amra? So you wasn't Oker Shlifa, it works. If the husband meant what you said, then the only worse when he gets back. If that's not what she really said, it worked immediately.
Okay.
You would pass it as a suffix. Why? Because the Gemara has a clearly has a suffix, whether it's the Gurdy Day or the Gurdy Da.
And they're never prove it one way or the other. As a matter of fact, the last one, they try to prove it. Right? The last line, they weren't saying, Kasha, we're not going to try to prove you were there, you were not from this case. And they say, no, you can't prove it. So if you can't prove it, then it's a suffix. Who Hopkins that it's a suffix? Who Taka says that? Who says the suffix?
The Ron.
The Ron, right? The Ron on the side of the riff. The Ron on the side of the riff. Right here, says, here it is. Umihu, in Miss Habal, couldn't she get the yoga? What's an afkamina? An afkamina is what if it never reaches her, right? What if it never gets to her hand? Then if it was before a dida, she's divorced. But before a dida, she's not divorced. So let's say the husband died on the way. So we don't know if she's divorced, grusha or an almana. The answer is called, let's just look at the there's no case she does kalita. Even if she's just stopping grusha, stopping almana, she's stopping divorce. The handle is chita bayan, perikazoka, the omnin. We don't answer the bayan here. In Babasiya, they also don't answer the bayan. We're not sure if he meant Kabbalah or the Olacha. So it's a suffix. The Ron says the suffix, the rush here also, Hopkins, that it is a suffix. But these are the two suffix. Sorry, it's getting a little crowded here.
How do you resolve the suffix to both?
How do you resolve the suffix to work? You're mocked for both ways. So for example, if the husband would change his mind on the way, we'd say she's stopping marrying him, right? And she can't marry someone else without a get. So if he does marry someone else, she can't go back to the first husband without a get from him. Or the case that's not sort of a common thing that happened. The case that's more common, which is what they always thought it was going to do, is the husband died before it gets to her, right? But that was, let's think about it. Why did people usually divorce in a rush? Because they were dying, had no kids, and wanted to avoid calling to anyone. Okay. Yesh la'ayin. Yesh la'ayin harbei. Why in biblical times any man who died wanted his wife to be divorced? Lahakim shame be Yisrael that his name would be raped. And by the days of Chazal, already the average husband, when he was dying without kids, wanted to give his wife a get that she wouldn't have to be stuck with Kalitza or divorce. And somehow Lahakim shame be Yisrael didn't resonate with the average follow-up anymore. Okay. Then, not in philosophy or halacha of the Torah. Right? It's clear in the days of Chazal, it's clear in the days of Chazal, the average person didn't feel, oh, I've got to keep my shame going. Thank God my brother's going to be Yahweh, my almana, so my shame won't be mocking me a throw.
Wasn't the lack of sincerity? They were afraid that the brother-in-law did so. So there's always a bachashah in it. Not sincere, then it's a riot.
No, that's what Chazal were both days, according to Avital. Not our topic now.
If the wife doesn't do anything and the husband's dead, then she's okay. Like, what practically, what does it make a difference?
It makes a difference. She wants to, if the husband died while it's on the way, for the one side of the topic, she's divorced and she doesn't need more coming stuff. For the other side of the topic, she's still married and you need more coming stuff. You're okay. You want to marry someone else.
If he does have kids, then there's no evil coming.
If he doesn't have kids, there's no afkamina. If he dies on the way, you have to. Now, if you have to change his mind on the way, then there'll be an afkamina. Right? He changes his mind on the way, can she marry someone else? Okay. Anyway, what do the Ron and the Rush say? Say suffix. They say suffix. Why do they say suffix? That makes a lot of sense. We don't know which one's shown, so we say suffix. The Ron and the Rush don't need head for it. Why they say they need suffix? The question is, what about the riff and the Bahag? The riff clearly got it from the Bahag because he managed to use the same language. But if you didn't look at the Bahag, it doesn't matter. It's and who got it from the riff? The Rambam clearly got it from the riff. Because the Rambam used the same language. The most interesting language, which is not what we're talking about this segment, is Akra is Mimia Pishlichuto. But basically, the language is very clear here from the Baha'i, from the rest of the Rambam, which is not surprising because that's how the Masorah should go. I mean, it doesn't always. Everyone, their own individual. But as the Masorah went to the Baha'i, when he's not good, felt free to run the Baha'i when he disagreed. But what did he disagree? The Baha'i was good enough for him. The Masorah went there for the Rambam. The Rambam felt free to argue when he disagreed. When he didn't disagree, was good enough for him. So that's clear, meaning the Rif. We know the historians say the big tradition of the Rif is that he wasn't in Babel and felt he could argue on his own. Turning point in Jewish history. Think how long Jewish history. But that doesn't mean the Rif wasn't based on the Golem. Then the Rif basically like just quoted everything to the Golem, the way they said it, and the order they said it, and the conceptual structure they said it. And that was the prop that he argued about. He said, no, I hold the opposite on this machlokes. But the Rif is going to throw the Golem. The fact that you're allowed to argue on the Psak sometimes doesn't mean you're not a continuation. Tosfos aren't a continuation of the Golem. They start by asking questions that the Golem didn't ask. They give answers that the Golem would have answered. Now, they mentioned what a Golem had. Okay, that's the, there's two different kinds of independence. There's the dependence of doing the same thing, but I'm allowed to paskin differently on this prat, or dependence of just, if the Golem walks into totally different, they say, boy, that's a strange journey. But, okay, we, as Bristers, like to think that after a few days, they would come around. No, they would say that's a strange journey, but, anyone who walks into a Berkshire based marriage after a few days will appreciate it. Anyway, what does the Rambam say? Says the Rambam, too many tangents. Says the Rambam, Perek Vav. Sorry, this is such small print, I can't tell if Perek Vav or Dine Perek Vav. He says, just by way of preface, Halacha Yud is also about Akira Tashlifos. He quotes our Mishnah. Right? What does the Mishnah say? That if he said, if the woman makes a shliach, the husband says, number two, aim with Tony, I don't want you to be, rather, I want you to be shliach halacha, the husband's okay, the shliach. Okay? So he's then talking about okay, your shliach, then your aleph, he brings him nachman. Shliach ha'isha shabal, the kabal getman abal, the armor shliach kabbalah, ni, he says shliach kabbalah. But he's really he says, like you said, I'm not changing your shlichut. I'm relying on Moshe Amrav. Ben she'oska shlich gavala shlich gavala. Hare, talk Moshe Amrav. You're whatever she said. Behavi et ha get. But Amrav lo shlich gavala. And then she said to the shliach, you put your shlich gavala. I made you lo shlich gavala shlich gavala. Interesting. We see he has the gear for the written off the Rambam. Not Rashi. He doesn't first say what the wife really said and then what the shliach reports. He first says what the shliach reports and then what the wife really says, which shows he had ishto, not ishtacha. Which again, I don't think it's good for it. It's just interesting. You see, he even had the ishto like the rip because in the order he reports it, he says the shliach said, and then two lines later, but really the wife said, and when he got back to the wife, said, oh, I did what you said, Kabbalah. He says, what do you mean? I told you, Habba.
No, I'm not very the woman at the end of the story.
Yes, like Ishto. Yeah, correct, which is, I think is, because he has the gifts of Ishto, he has to bring the woman back. Okay, a feeling deal, yada edem agresha through akar shlech shlech to amredi v'amr leba'al me'on lasti shlech hava'ala. Says that kira shlech l'kusa doesn't work at all, like you said. Lo havina, he said, I was not a shlech hava'ala, I was only shlech hava'ala, that's like kira shlech hava'ala. Good days. It's the next
one that the shliach is on the shliach side because the woman somehow said it.
Yes, that's the dot of the Gemara. The shliach was over her shliach. The rich is bad and the husband also. But it starts with the shliach and shliach. Amr the shliach the baal shliach habani. He claims to be a shliach habani. But Amr lo abal helikol shamar behavior yet. But Amr lo shliach. But Amr lo shliach shliach the kabbalah tati. He says, I really made your shliach the kabbalah. That's this case. Can't she get the other Megaresha? She is Megaresha. She has lock her shlichus. Sha'amrela Gorotza. That's Mema'id in the Lashon. He wasn't open the shlichus, just lowered the shlichus. Sherry, Amrela, Gabala, Amrela, Bala, Vavil, Vad. Okay, but what does he say? She get the other Megaresha. Says the Rambam.
The Rambam, the Mahag, and the Rif are one Masorah against the Rambam, the Russian leader, come and say what Masorah is. Just obviously thorough at that time. Right? They say, Rav Ashi is too possibility, we never prove it's good, right? Masorah. The Rambam, the Rif, and the Mahag, for some reason, then Mishiyah can't get the Yadam and Gereshet. And we don't really fully understand why. And I still don't fully understand why. But obviously, they paskin differently. Now, it's not so obvious, because who denied that the Rambam paskins differently? The Lecha Mishnah, right? Right. The sometimes, you know, again, the Rambam feel like their job is to turn the Rambam into the other Rishonim, you know, for the sake of unity. Said the Lecha Mishnah, of course, the Rambam, and by extension, the Rif and the Baha'i, as a matter of fact, easier to say for the Baha'i, he doesn't actually mean we pass him, Jake, you get the other Mugarecha. He means the Thuffy. What he means is, by the time it gets to the hand of the woman, she for sure would regret this. Because until then, we're in the public. When it gets to her hand, she's been regret this. And then, until then, she was public, we regret this. And it means the thing is, the rough and the round. That's what the commissioner says. Caution. Because the round sounds like he's passing one way. But he says, the violation. But the Gemara never knows if he's someone who's there or where he's off. The half of the Rambam passing one way. He knows he's not being shot in the Rambam. To be a shlomer, the Rambam must mean is him. She get the other mugreshet badai. But even before then, she was mugreshet b'fake, and he really means the same as everyone else. I have trouble. The Achronim have trouble accepting this. Like a Mishnah, all the modern Achronim, modern I mean like 100 years ago, etc. All say we don't accept this rereading of the Rambam to make him like. What do you think? Do the Kavanah Eidah? You have to just reread the Rishonim and think of the Bavli, but you read the Rambam and make the same as the other Rishonim. That's not what he said. And especially in the Rambam, if you're telling me the Rif, in general, but the Rambam, first of all, he's the Daikin is Lashon. And second of all, the very next halacha, Yud Gimel, has a different case, right, from the Gemara and the Daf later. And you know what it says there? The very next thought is, oh, it's a suffix while it's in the hand of the shliya until it gets to her. And when it gets to her, it's a badai. Meaning, the rabbi next halacha knew how to say, well, it's a suffix. And then when it gets to her now, it's badai. Then if he meant that, he was then in base also. If in your gimel, he knows how to say, he's suffix actually liyada, mishayi liyada, scarce badai. Then, if he meant that in your base, he would have said that in your base. He would have said, regret me, suffering at you, yearly on, don't you, yearly on, start to badai. It's impossible for me to accept. It's impossible for me to accept that the Rambam meant in the very next halakha, he said, it's a suffering, whether it's now or later, but when it gets there, then it's a badai. And he also meant that in your base, but didn't say it. No, he should have said so. He, in the risk of your, he's badafka fine. But the Rambam has to say, he was badafka. In the very next halakha, he says, dafka. So by the contrast, it's possible to be that one myth is not the proper standard.
It does kind of make sense that once she gets this physical gift, that she is divorced. Obviously, once she gets this divorce, but even before she gets this, she should be suffering divorce, according to the Rush and the Rambam.
And the question is, why the Rambam disagree? And the Rambam says he doesn't disagree.
It sounds like, according to the Rambam and the Rush, that it's always a suffering. Does anyone say it's a topic when?
No, that's not the thing. It's only topic till it gets to her hand. Only topic till it gets. It's a topic whether it's Kal when it gets to his hands or when it gets to her hands. When it gets to her hands, the bottom. Okay, so this is the problem we have with the Rambam. What is the problem? Which is that if the Isha fed his Kabel and the Shliach fed Hove, and the Baal said, Kimasha Amra. Then, when it's Biyad Ashliach, the low Higia Leisha Adayan, says the Ran and the Rush and the Lecha Mishnah, something to correct it. Because maybe he meant, like you said, she said, maybe he meant like she really said. But said the Rambam, and we know the Rambam is the Duya, and once the Rambam is the Duya, it could be the Rif and the Mahag are also the Duya, meaning he'll prove it otherwise. He says, no, she's not Migurisha. Why wouldn't she be in Gerizim? Why don't we have a suffix that maybe meant Diburi Day, and maybe he meant Diburi Dida? That's the question. I know you're going to answer by saying that I phrased the question, that I cheated when I phrased the question.
That's funny.
No, I'm six. Fascinating conundrum there. What's Pshat in the Rama? So I have, who has Pshat in the Rama?
I'm going to ask, what does the Gemara involve with C at the side about?
Nothing. The side has
no. We have no external clarity about
that. Exactly. We have no external clarity. So I think there are two drachim in the Ramban, each of which is difficult. Although one of them I think is perhaps more attractive, even though they're both difficult. What are the two ways to resolve the Rambam? One is resolve the Rambam within the way I asked the question. If we're not sure if Diburi Day or Diburi Dida, why did the Rambam get to pick one way? Like I put in that red on the board, that may be easy red. Or to say that no, the way to answer the question is the Rambam just doesn't like the way I phrased the sugya in the first place. Okay, so what are the two ways to answer the Rambam? One is the Me'iri. One is the Me'iri. Says the Me'iri. Here.
You have the Me'iri?
Sorry. Says the Me'iri. Ready? Mikol makom lav adibur didak hatsomer. The eino knows the elal das mashu omashu omer. He's not somach al dibur didak. He's somach al dibur diday. The Me'iri says he's somach. There's not the Me'iri himself. He's somach al dibur diday. But chen pasku gdolei aposkim v'amachabrim. Who's gdolei aposkim in the Me'iri? The Riff. And who's gdolei machabrim in the Me'iri? The Rambam. Okay. He says, what are the Riff around Paskin? Day Paskin? That were Machriya Dibur Diday Kapamir. Okay, so one answer in the Rambam is the Me'iri's answer in the Rambam. Says the Me'iri, the Rambam, the Riff, Hechriyu De Adibura Diday Kapamir. Rav Ashi said it's an open question. We're not sure. You could have said one way, could have said the other way. He said, theoretically, you could have said either way, and I don't know which way you said. And we're not poached in the end of March, so we're not poached above the Thea, but the Rambam somehow knew how to be poached. That, Dibur Diday Kasamek, and if it's Dibur Diday Kasamek, the Shliya said, Habe, the husband of Samech on him, he said, you're only Shliya for Halacha. And Shliya, he's only Shliya for Halacha, Mevadai. Mehiti Tasi, this is Mevad, everyone. Meaning, that would be wonderful. Okay. Rushing around sort of something before they already done, which is sort of like the main discussion of our subject. Yeah. And the Rambam thought there's Akra on the Rift. But the Hikin Taste Akra, there's no Akra on the Gemara. Meaning, it doesn't seem to, this is the kind of question. It's not the Derek and the Rambam, it doesn't make sense to say, oh, the Gemara was stuff like the Rambam was a good psychologist and figured it out. No, that's not the way. You make the suggestion, which you'll tell me if you like or you don't like. The Me'iri makes one suggestion. I've only seen one suggestion, or at least one suggestion that's not the full whole eight stages, as to why the Rambam would have made a hakra. And that's the next paragraph from Me'iri. He goes back to this. That's why from the recent boy. There is Rashi and Ramban, two ways of reading the Stiva. The Stiva is only the Havina, right? It's not a halacha. It's just a Havina. There's this general that for it to work, however, no matter what. That was a Stiva of Nachman. Why? Rashi says, because it's going back to the first way before Rav Nachman, without Rav Bati. And Rambam said, no, because even the Shulchan goes along with Kedusha of Daniel Ligarza, even a Kasha on Rav Bati's version. The Meir says, maybe, clearly shot in the Gemara. I don't know. Maybe the Rambam read the Gemara like Rashi. All of a sudden, Rav Nachman said something. And Rav Bati said, I'll tell you why. So then the Gemara started asking Kasha, based on ignoring what Rav Ashi told you, and based on the first thing we think we thought Rav Nachman. Meaning, what did Rav Nachman, what was Rav Nachman's svara? What is Me'iri saying? Can't use that. Varath Rav Nachman. Havamina was, what did Gemara say? Adibura. He did come from it. The Havamina Rav Nachman is on base of base, was that Rav Nachman Havamina is poche. That is the buying that's the word he day. Rav Ashi said, no, Akar Lishlichuto. And the Rambam clearly possibly offers Lishlichuto, that's how he brings it down. But what would we say? We would say clearly the reason for Rav Nachman's or Rav Ashi said was what we put on the board, and the Havamina was just a Havamina, right? Meaning to say, let's be posting for Rav Nachman, that was just a Havamina. But according to Rashi, the Gemara resurrects the Havamina and starts assuming that Rav Nachman was like the Havamina. According to Rashi, the Gemara goes back to Rav Ashi and thinks the Havamina is right. We're asking Kasha again before the day and defending before the day. So maybe, but Lefi Rav Ashi, the Havamina is still true. Oh, Rav Ashi gave a new way of explaining Rav Nachman. I know he gave a new way of explaining Rav Nachman, but we still give credence to the old way of explaining Rav Nachman, and we get Kashas on it and defend it. So the fact that he has Kashas on the old way of explaining Rav Nachman, and have to defend those Kashas, so that we really thought that that's what Rav Nachman meant. Rav Ashi had a good point. But Rav Nachman meant he was a Kashas. That's what he wants to say. Still true. The Das, again, I might be adding a few words to me. The Das Rav Nachman Asma. Yes, Rav Ashi said a different Sparta, and we have to like Rav Ashi. But Rav Nachman really meant the other Sparta. Rav Nachman really meant the other Sparta, and that's what you get to talk about it. Okay, what the later are going to try to do without much success is like, okay, but how could that be? Like, why would the Gemara resurrect the original Rav Nachman, and then why would we possibly like Rav Ashi get a better idea? But that's the best I can do is the Meiri says, the Meiri, he said, if they brought you shot, you put two and two together. Why would the Rambam Paskin like the Havamina of Rav Nachman, not Rav Ashi? Why would the Gemara Paskin get the Havamina of Rav Nachman and not a get Rav Ashi version of Rav Nachman? So let me put two and two together and you recognize there's a pattern here. It can't be coincidence. It can't be coincidence the Rambam Paskin like the initial version of Rav Nachman, even though it seems to have been rejected. And the Gemara is conscious to defend the initial version of Rav Nachman, even though it seems to have been rejected. It must be that the Gemara had a Torah that we really talk like the original version of Rav Nachman, even if we also talk like Rav Ashi. So we originally passed, we really passed in that in the for two reasons, because the word day and the book of the Shabbat day. Okay, that's the Meir said. The Rama had created that word day from it. Al Pi, Hey Rosh Rashi, Hey Kotia, who is it? Rav Huna Bar someone? Rav Huna Bar Chia. You have to admit, it's a very clever Migiri, no? It's a very clever Migiri.
Maybe you said that the question was Mimokra also in Rav Mitzia, and it says Rav Paskin also in Rav Mitzia.
Yeah, but he didn't say Mimokra in the Marks, that's the Rav Paskin. So why the Rav Paskin in Rav Mitzia is because of what he Paskin's here. Okay, let me point out, by the way, that we didn't call the Rav Hosiris. The Rav Hosiris is Lishitate. What is Rav Paskin Hosiris? If I say, Michael, go hire me workers for 40 shekel, and you say 30 shekel, and they say, like the boss said, the Rambam Paskins, they only get 30 shekel. Why? That makes sense for the Meiri, as the Boris Yudeka come in, right? Because they're so much on the deeper of the Shliach, not the deeper of the Mishaleach. And the Rambam works well with Shipase, according to the Meiri. Now, even that's what says the Magen Mishnah there. Oh, the Rambam doesn't mean to Paskin. My goodness, they're saying, look, he really means something. He's something, he'll get 30, so I'm hoping to override him. After all, what's the Rambam's famous sheet about Tzafik Mamon in the Sugi of Tako Koi?
Just
if you grab it, you can keep it against all the other Rishonim. Mamash, the Rambam gets all the Rishonim. There's a brought shot for the whole book of Tako Koi about this, right? The book, the shot for Tako Koi. If you ever a free day, you should read it. I'll admit it's a little dry. As a teenager, it was a highlight.
Yeah, it's not such a long sefer. It's like this thick. Anyway, so why did the Rambam write? They only get 30, but if they're co-faced the other 10, they can keep it. So again, you have these like excuses, like the Magen Mishnah there, they're trying to make the Rambam to a topic, but I don't know how much doing it is. The Hebrew writes say, the Rambam's not creating words today. Where the only two you can find are filled with Rath and Stat, and he said, really, if you have two strange things that are strange the same way, maybe it's that it's two strings, you have a confident answer.
So again, if it's the Buriti day, so why is the Kiddushin, why I'm sorry, is the gift totally ineffective?
But because he's also the Ogre's Lukufay.
So you combine that?
That's the tricky part. In this case, she's not the worst for two reasons. Number one, the Baal was so much had the Buriti day, his Kabel, and he wasn't Shlech Kabbalah. And number two, he was Ogre's Lukufay. But in this case, where there's no Akira Shlechah, then the Baal was still had the Gurji day, and he made a Mishlech Lahalacha. That's the Me'iri. And the Me'iri has a smack for the Rambam in Hilchot Kira, but on the Sukkah, how seriously to take a smack for the Rambam in Hilchot Kira, because the Rif in Hilchot Kira, and but Matthias doesn't force it, a stuffing. So in the Rif, it's a stuffing over there, and there's no half-price in Gurji day. The Rambam, I'm not sure. You could say the Rambam did mean stuffing. Oh, why didn't he say Tuffing, Matthias, Yadam? Well, it's not like he said in the next halacha like here, and you can by contrast prove something funny.
The idiot is right that Rambam had no reason to write the comparison between the Sheikh of Kabbalah and Sheikh of Allah. When he said, in my...
No, to explain why it was an Akar. If it was an Akar, there'd be no divorce at all at any time. If it was an Akar, she wouldn't be aggressive at all. You have to explain why she's aggressive at all.
You need to know exactly what he was saying. Because Rashi doesn't have to be. Only corner of Nachman in that sense. I mean, he's saying no, that case is over to the table, but you can still pass him as a Judea. No? I mean, even in the
correct, exactly. That's what I meant to say. Yeah.
All right. Also, can you just explain the Ramban again? The second.
The Ramban says it's a kasha on Ravashi. Ravashi says it's really a quick. No, but go take the name of the Garsha. Then the husband says, I want it to work somehow, even though it doesn't sound like it. And then the shliach, by taking it from him, is agreeing that he wants it to work somehow, even though it doesn't sound like it. And then the shliach is not quitting. If you hold kibush anybody in garsha, the shliach also goes along to kibush anybody in garsha, and therefore is not quitting. Right.
Why? I know this. None of the gemaras go like this, but why don't we just make like an assumption, like maybe Raman saying that most people are honest, and therefore when the shliach told me, I go with the shliach.
That's the something. Do we assume, does a dumb person assume most people are honest or not? That's a something, diburdi day, diburdi da. I mean, that's a something in the Gemara. Yeah. What's a something in the Gemara? You could start asking, well, why not say one way, but it's not such a useful question. The mic says the something in the Gemara. And, you know, we're not going to start picking which side of the something in the Gemara is true, because then we'll never, get out of it. Okay. The Or Sameach, if I understand him correctly, has a different shot in the Rambam. Okay, I hope I'm saying him over correctly, you know, or at least if I'm not saying him correctly, everyone's saying better. The Or Sameach has a different shot in the Rambam. And this is what I think A.B. was saying before. Tell me if I'm wrong. He said, you know what? The Rambam understood the Maskana of our Gemara that it doesn't depend on the word day, word at all. Unlike, it's not that there was Bachriya like one side of my board. The Rambam denied this board. Ravashi said it. Here's the dachuk part. No, Ravashi only said that as a havmin of what you might have thought. If we hadn't gotten into the sugya of Akira Shlichot, I might have thought this ties into Diburi Dei, Diburi Dei Da. But really, it doesn't depend on Diburi Dei, Diburi Dei Da. That's what the Or Sameach says. It really doesn't depend on Diburi Dei, Diburi Dei Da. It's not that he passed in one way. It's that he passed in, that's the one way of analyzing things. Ravashi, this is the doctor part. Ravashi said to analyze that it depends on where you're at. No, what he meant is, theoretically, you could have analyzed it this way before we got into what you were sleeping with, but now don't analyze it that way anymore. Analyze it in this one way. Yes, but not about this case. About a totally different case over here. And that different case was different. What if he's saying, and I'll bring you a riot of this. It's not fair to read the Rambam. Let me read you the Rambam Yud Aleph again. Shliach Isha Shliach get in a Baal, Umra Lo Shliach HaBaal, and if Umra Lo Baal Holik is a Kemosha Umra, Kilomar, what does the Baal mean by Kemosha Umra? Any Oker Shliach HaBaal, so I'm not Oker your Shliach HaBaal. Ella Bencha Shliach HaBaal Shliach HaBaal, Vaharei Atah Kemosha Umra. Whatever, whether she made you Kabbalah or Hava, you're whatever she said, and bring the get. It all sounds around like he's popping the word duh, actually, you know, saying, oh, what is that's what I want to do. Okay, it's still not clear. He might mean whatever you make me think she said, but the Rambam basically he had the chance to say the word duh. When he's saying what the husband means, he could easily have said, Ella, any ochre sleepless, right? Ella, Masha the Omerly, and he mask him, right? Ella, Kefisha Amarta, right? Katati. Instead, he says, Bensha Asos, whatever the wife made you, whatever she said. He makes it sound like, if the word dog, or at the very least, we're not exactly sure what he means, he has the opportunity of looking at all the word day, and he does. And his lashon is a very not the word day lashon. Again, I'm not trying to be as bold to say he's saying it's the word dog, but he's certainly not saying it's the word day. Again, what the lashon? Any oker shlichut, I'm not oker. Ella, bencha asko so shlich kabos, whatever she made you, you're what she said, and go do it. Why didn't the Rambam throw in whatever you say she made you? You're what she said. Like, couldn't the Rambam throw in the word today if that was, if its whole basis was akra, his whole kiddush was akra, the word today, couldn't he have said so?
So because it's generic on purpose, that's the point.
Actually, being generic could be that thing, yes.
It can be said that, it would only be when the Baal says that.
No, he says kolomar. He's not quoting the Baal. He's interpreting
it. But he wanted to be specific, because of the Baal.
But a kolomar means what the Rambam says. Now, the Baal just thinks about Amra. Why is the Rambam more specific in his kolomar? Nick, it's living in the mood. You know, he wasn't trying to at this point. But maybe this, what did the Rambam say that's not in the Gemara? The Gemara says Oker Shlichut and not Oker Shlichut. What does the Rif and the Bahag and the Rambam add to the Gemara? They say, of course, not Oker Shlichut. But what is it? Mimai Shlichut. The Rambam, the Rif, and the Bahag are mechanized this idea of Mimai Shlichut. That's a new phrase which is not found in our Gemara. Mimai Shlichut. Where they get it from? They might have gotten it from, I mean, they just got it from Svara Lachora. But what are they saying? What they're saying according to the Yerushalmiach is this. Again, if I understand the Yerushalmiach properly, or if not, I hope I understand the Rambam properly. At first, we were analyzing this Nitzad, Dibur, 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 Dibur. Everything about Dibur, 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 Dibur. Then we change our mind and say, it's not about Dibur, 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 Dibur. It's not about what the husband thinks. It's about what the Shliach thinks. It's about Akira or non-Akira. There's Akira, there's non-Akira, and there's something in between called Miot Shlichot, or Gara. The Rami is the Gara, the Rif and the Bahai is the Lashon Miot, same thing. Miot Shlichot. And what the husband said, analyze it in a different way. Forget what the husband had in mind. The husband might have had in mind, who knows? Analyze it in terms of what happened to the Shlichot. In this case, the Shlichot was Nekar. If the Shlichot was Nekar, he's not a Shlichot, it's not the work at all. In this case, what happened to the shlichut? It was nitmaik. The Rambam said he was nitmaik the shlichut. What is nitmaik? Kabbalah is a bigger shlichut. Hava is a smaller shlichut. So he's nitmaik the shlichut from Kabbalah to Hava. Hold on a second. If he was nitmaik the shlichut, then we're only left with the smaller shlichut. Who cares? The husband can do whatever he wants. There's a small shlichut. There's only there is no shlichut in Kabbalah. So it was nitmaik. So what does the man said? He said that really, and again, I know this is God, because if you read the Gemara, it sounds like it depends if you're digging birds and dogs. He's saying, no, this is, again, everyone has one little dogish part. Either it's a dogish part that you're Machria something, the Gemara didn't think about Korea, or a dogish part that you don't analyze something the way the Gemara one stage did analyze it. At the top of the page, they analyze the word dig, bird, and dog, and they're saying, that's until we knew about Akar Shlichot. Once we know about Akar Shlichot, we analyze it as Akira Legamre, or Miyota. And he says, it's not connected, or it's not because, right? What's the real din? Before the din, before the duck? Could be, we don't know. Could be there really is a topic, like the Rif says in Bamatia. It's not clear. The Rambam, the one who doesn't say something about Bamatia, but the Rif does. Or something.
about it. He says it's not because of Adibura BK, but rather because of me ate Shlifu. So it's not a coincidence that the three Gaonim slash Rishonim who said this talk are the only three who said this talk are the only three who use the phrase me ate Shlifu. So what is me ate Shlifu? So he started out with Shlifu Gaval, like he was ma'ed it and decreased it to Shlifu Gaval. Once he was reminded Shlifu, it doesn't matter if the husband really wants one way or the other way. He's only Shlech Lava. Once he's minus Shlech, but he can't be divorced until he gets there. Totally different way of looking at the subject. That's not what you were hinting at before. I know that you're arguing when he's nice. Yet, at least according to the run, which he taught they initially at Chabah, which I'll mention in a moment. So that's the orthodox cap, totally new way of looking at the Tsuya. This is the wrong analysis. Basically, I would want to erase this analysis, lo offer Shlech Lashikun. So, Ella, here's the orthodox. Ella me h lifu so. Once he's a mind, he's never slip of all. He can't be slip of all anymore. He was a mind sleeper. If he was a mind sleeper, then Gilead Aisha, not because the husband meant this or that, because he was a mind sleeper. And that's actually what the Rambam said. He sends a mind sleeper. So in your days, he doesn't even mention the word baby word dog. He just says a mind sleeper. So the Rambam might have a different way of looking at the Gemara. Again, the talking part is that's not the way the Gemara analyzed it. So Rama is bringing a new factor to analyze something instead of the Gemara analyzed it. So you have to think, oh, Ravadik, I would have analyzed it that way if I had had a totally different way of looking at things. But again, that's not my way of looking at things, and we're going to analyze it a different way.
Okay.
Yeah, Gara is the thing of Mia. I use the language, the Bahag and the Riff use the word Mia, the Rami use the word Gara.
Mia is better.
What? No, but Gara means Mia. He made it smaller. What is the growth to make something smaller?
Worse and smaller
are very subtle. I'm sure he means the same thing. Why did they guard instead of me? It's an interesting question because you're going to say that the Riff was trying to use the Hebrew Mayak of the Gemara, and the Rahab was trying to use the Hebrew Mayak of the Gemara. So Rambam was trying to use the Hebrew of the Mishnah. And I think it's purely technical. And the Rambam, and no, I'm not a big enough linguist. But in the Rambam, linguistic judgment, he thought that in the Hebrew of the Mishnah, they would have written Gora instead of Meat. And since the Rambam is very smart, I bet if you did a Bari Lan search and looked at all the Mishnayos, you would find that that's true. Okay. Half the Nirl and the Yisdarti, two ways to explain the Rambam. Hard for me to prove which is right, which is wrong, but the Arsamat seems to be a little more meduyic in saying that. Maybe the Rambam had a different way of looking at things.
I mean, you could technically claim that Rashi seems, I mean, after hearing this in hindsight, you could see that Rashi, maybe that's exactly how he thought, because that's the reason why he didn't go out of his way to solve the DWD. If you want to prove it out from here, that's great, like, by all means, but like, that doesn't matter to me, because I'm just talking
Right, I agree, and let me just say over the earth to math a little more pointedly, I think what he's trying to say is this. Rashi says, and I know it's because if you haven't said what you said about Ocher Shlifa, and you had just talked about this other case, you would have meant based on the word they were God. But now that you say the your case about Ocher Shlifa, I would go back to this case and also analyze it as Ocher Shlifa, so not the day of God. What he means is not just if you discussed that case, it would have depended on the day of God. If you hadn't been mechanics a factor of Ocher Shlifa, it would have depended on the day of the dawn. But now the mechanics of factor of Kira Shlichot is also Mia Shlichot, and it doesn't depend on the day of the dawn. Okay, Yehuda is nodding, and he learned in Mali as a myth, so we know this is the right shot in the Rambam. For 5 years, or however long, he did nothing but get trained in how to recognize the right shot in the Rambam. Right, and okay, our second Mali, the main representative. I don't know exactly what the nature of affiliation is.
Very conscious.
Okay, but you could have, but you have a stronger affiliation with Malaya Dumim than any other Hezbi. Okay.
But thank you, that's what I meant.
Yeah, I'm old enough that, you know, Malaya Dumim is still primarily broken up. At least, you know, from where I grew up. Okay, that is, I think, Shad the Ram. There's just one more Ha'ara that I wanted to make. And maybe if a miracle happens, we'll get to today's Ha'ara. But I need someone to take a picture of the board. Okay, the one thing which already we were Rami's, the one thing already we were Rami's to was this Mir Shlicha thing. What? Where did the Ramban and the rest of the Baha'i get this Mir Shlicha thing? Right? Maybe it's a Torah, who knows? I mean, the Ramban had a Torah, the rest of the Baha'i had a Torah, Baha'i. So you never know, and the Baha'i, he's the Torah. Where'd you get Mir Shlicha from?
We invoke Akira Shlicha when the Shliach goes from Chabad to Kabbalah. And we don't invoke that when we go from Kabbalah to Kabbalah.
Meaning, if it's not an Akira, why not? The answer is because, right? Okay, you're 100% right. What's interesting, though, is there's another answer to that question. So let me erase this whole board. Again, there was a very nice Yisod here. Hopefully we held cup in the Cheshvan so that we got to the Yisod, or even if we missed some of the Cheshvan, we got to the Yisod. You can miss all the Cheshvan, we'll get to the Yisod. But I want to go back to... I want to strip this sugya of everything but what I think is the most interesting part of this sugya. Not the most complex in the cheshbon of the halakha l'maisa, but the most interesting part of the sugya, in my humble opinion. Okay, what do we say? One thing is clear, according to the Rambam, according to everyone else, that if the Shliach switches in one direction, he was Oker. If he switches in another direction, he was not Oker. Right? That's very clear. This direction is Oker, this direction is not Oker. The question is, why? After all, I would have said, a Shliach who switches at all is Oker. The wife said this, he said that. The wife said X, he said Y. The wife said Y, he said X, he was Oker, Shliach. I wouldn't discriminate in terms of which direction he goes, but what is the difference? So, who gave us our first theory as to what's the difference? And most Rishonim followed. Every Rishon who discussed it on the dot followed him. Who answered this question besides everything that's saying until now? Are they? Rashi, right? There are two theories, basically. Rashi and many other Rishonim says, you know what the difference is? The difference is, in one word, tircha. Oh, good, that's exactly what it was. The difference is tircha. What's more of a tircha? Habala or Hava'a? Obviously, Hava'a. Hava'a means I have to go all the way back to, who knows who can live? You can live very far away. You know, like 40 kilometers. So, you know, it would take me a day and I might get eaten by lions. Right? The Kabbalah means I'm done right now. Someday will I give it again? Maybe, maybe not, but I'm done. So what did he say? Over here, the Shliach is saying, I refuse the big tircha of Kabbalah. I'm only willing to do a small tircha of Kabbalah. Okay? So he's okay, he refused the tircha of the Shliach. But over here, the opposite direction. I volunteer for extra tircha. He told me to do Kabbalah. But I volunteer to do Havah with more tircha. If you're willing to do more tircha, you're obviously willing to do less tircha. Right? If he volunteers for a bigger tircha of Havah, he certainly agrees to smaller tircha of Kabbalah. Meaning for Rashi, it's all psychological. If someone says, I want to do less tircha, they are refusing to do more tircha. Lava lo habina. Someone says, do more tircha, they're also willing to do less tircha. Okay, the difference is psychological. Right. Psychological, and it's a matter of how much work it is. That does not seem to be the Rambam on the Rif and the Bahag are saying, right? What's the other option? The other option is the Bahag, the Rif, and the Rambam, who don't explain so much. What do they just say? But they're clearly not Rashi. Rashi wouldn't say, I've been ma'i the shlicha. Now, Adav Rashi, I increased the shlicha, so certainly I wasn't okay. I'm willing to increase, I'm willing to stay. They clearly don't mean Rashi. That's one thing for sure. You can't tell me they mean Rashi, because that's the opposite word. This is Akira, Akar, and this is Mi'i, or Gura, right? What do they mean by this? They clearly don't mean Rashi, which means they don't mean psychologically what I'm willing to do and not willing to do. Rather, they seem to mean something formal, right? Right? It seems to be they're saying something formal. And even in the Lashon of the Lashon of Rashi, what does the word say? Shlech v'kabal ha-bina le-halacha lo lo habina. Habina is which tense?
That's interesting. I am.
It could also be future.
I will be.
Yes. So Rashi reads you as future. Ashi Leo Kleach Lalacha. I will be this, but I won't be that. It's not what I have on the hard will to work. For the Rami, he puts it in the past. I mean, presence is a question of the past. What did he say? Sorry, Akar Kleach 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 may own them that they should slay Kleach Kleach what Kleach 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 it's not about what he's willing to do. It's about what he would make, right? It's a very different approach. But what is it? So Lachora, what is a miyotin? Like one is lower, like one is sort of included in the other, the qualifying one, and the other is not. What he seems to be saying is this. Is that over here, he was miyate. What does miyate mean? Because Hava'a is included in Kabbalah. The qualifying one. Now, Ari said, that's a crazy finish. How could you? What?
I'm agreeing. It's left the finish.
Oh, left the finish. Okay, oh, sorry. Okay, I'm getting wrong degree. Okay. Okay, Ari said, that's a crazy. What do you have about including Kabbalah? They're two different things. And you're going to explain this funny word in the Rambam by making up all kinds of random formulation. And then the question is, if I'm just going to make up random formulation to explain this one word in the Rambam, then Yadi Al Ha Tachona. If this random formulation, which it's hinted at one word of the Rambam, is also the Mapeach to another whole section of the Rambam, then already we're talking, right? So we're going to have to see. But Havah is the qualifying one of Kabbalah. But obviously, what he's saying here is that Kabbalah is not included in Halakha. Okay. I think mathematicians will agree. If Havah is included in Kabbalah, then Kabbalah is not included in Havah. Or unless he's a very fancy mathematician, he's going to confuse us. Don't forget that. Anyway, somehow it's a matter of the formal relationship. When I say, I say part of the truth, I'm not being ochre or anything, I'm just lowering it. When I say something is beyond the truth, I'm being ochre and making up a fantasy world, which has no validity.
Far behind formal approach, which is that you're becoming, accepting from the past is very different than bringing into the past.
Okay, but I want to do better. I want to say that this Rambam, it sounds like I'm just making up random words to explain the words of the Rambam, which would not be valid, unless we put that together with another famous sheet of the Rambam. What's the other famous sheet of the Rambam that we've been waiting with bated breath for a whole week to talk about in two words? Says the Rambam, says the Mishnayot have three kinds of shliach. Shliach l'holocha, the Baal sends someone to bring it to the wife. Shliach l'kabbalah, the wife sends someone to receive it. And shliach l'havah, the wife sends someone to bring it to her. The question is, what is the nature of shliach l'havah? Right? Because this makes sense, right? Again, shliach l'holocha is the ish mimane la'asot. Hanifina bin Kobo. Make perfect sense. Shliach l'kabbalah means ha'isha mimana la'asot kavola b'mkoma. What is Kliya lehava? It's not a what the day. Oh, we should write the day. When migureshet, when shlich lalacha, hopefully we could be asleep and comatose and still answer these questions. Shlich lalacha, when did you divorce? Ishe yakiya liyad ha'isha liyada. Shlich lekavola, when did you divorce? Very clear. When did she divorce? So what does it seem like? It seems like she is making a clear halacha to give it to her on behalf of the Baal. The only problem is that
nireh ki'ilu isha otha shliach la'asot hanefina b'makom habal.
But that doesn't really make sense. The truth is, if you want a shiatua, maybe, I don't think this is true, but if you want to say maybe the wife could really point the shliach on the husband's behalf, and that's shliach lahava, but we never heard how to point the shliach to do, I point the shliach for me, you have to watch, I point the shliach for you. Okay, if you want something crazy, but I'm not saying this. I'm saying if you wanted to hear something crazy, then you would want someone to say, well, the Tosfos asks the kasha in Kiddushin. The shalach means the man can make a shliach. So we already know the woman can make a shliach. Why do we step in there if the couple of the woman can make a shliach? So maybe the Rambam would give a different answer. But shalach means the man can make a shliach lo halacha. And this, if the man can make a shliach, the woman can make a shliach lo kabbalah. Why do you need an extra dear with the couple of the shalach? To prove the woman can make a shliach, he wouldn't want to. He can make a shliach lo halacha on behalf of the Baal. There they are. Okay, but I'm not going to go that far. I don't think that is what the Rambam holds. So let's figure out where does the book come from? It comes from Mishnah full of we have Bobby Mishnah, right? And it's not just Gemara, it's Mishnah also. And it's Mishnah also. On Tamakhev and Aleph, we'll get to these Mishnahs. Tanish Amra, sorry, Ha'isha Shamit Gabal Yiddi Makaponi, as opposed to Hobby Yiddi Makaponi, the contrast is Gabal and Holy. Yes, because Gabal is divorced as soon as he gets there. Habe, she only divorced when he gets to her. And then Hobby Yiddi, of course, the true man, et cetera, et cetera. It's Gabal and Yiddi is different. There are key contrasts, they say it's Gabal and Hobby. So what shot in Shliach Lahava? So the Rambam said, the Rambam basically says there's three kinds of Kliya for death. Beginning of Perek Vav, says the Rambam. Beginning of Perek Vav, Hashliach she'osa yishal kabul get miyabai lehu nefer shliach kabbalah. Umshakili yad shlufat skarish, etc. And she has to make it with Egypt. Habal in yachloch shliach kabul get yishal. Baal can't make a shliach kabbalah. Habal yachloch shliach kabbalah. Habal yachloch shliach kabbalah. Habal yachloch shliach kabbalah. Interesting. The Baal can't make a shliach to Kabbalah. What does he not say? Doesn't say the woman can make a shliach to Kabbalah, right? And the Chena Isha Shalacha shliach to Kabbalah. She can make a shliach to Kabbalah again. So this makes a shliach to Kabbalah. The ain't shliach to Kabbalah start aiming. Okay, the Rambam says we got a shliach. There's something called a shliach to Kabbalah. But this bothers. Who does it bother on the Makor sheet? It bothers Rashi. Rashi doesn't say it bothers him, but Rashi agrees. What if Rashi say? In all of Gittin, Rashi not so clear. But in Bava Metzia, the Sugya is word day. He just happens to talk. And what does he say Shliach LaHava means?
Telling you to make the
husband. It's suggesting to the husband to make a Shliach LaHava. Shliach LaHava from the Rashi is just a suggestion of a Shliach LaHava. And that's what we don't find vice versa. If the husband can't say, I suggest my wife to make a Shliach LaKabbalah. Because he's sending it to her. By the time he gets there, it's too late. But he can say, I'm sending a guy with an empty briefcase, and I suggest you make him Shliach LaHavacha. So that's the basic machlokas in Shliach LaHavacha. What are the two shots? Then again, if you don't take the crazy shot, says Rashi, it is just a suggestion to the Baal to make a shliach leholacha. It is not a halachic concept. while the Rama seems to say pretty clearly that no, it is a new concept. Okay, who takes sides here? On our sugya, what did the Ramban say on our sugya?
Like the Rambam.
Like the Rambam is, the Ramban goes like the Rambam, right? The Ramban goes like the Rambam. Who hates the Rambam here? No, the Ron comes around. No, no one hates the Ron. I mean, the Ritva, right? The Ritva quotes Rabbeinu, b'shem Achiv, right? Who's Rabbeinu in the Ritva? Almost always. No, that would be Rabbeinu Gadol or something, is, or maybe Mori. I forget his last name. Either Ra'ah, his name, Rabbi, the Ra'ah, b'shem Achiv, or Pinchas. Is the famous brother of the Ra'ah called Rav Pinchas Halevi, who we really only know of because he's put in the Ritva. Okay, someone, historian, wants to make a theory that maybe he wrote the Sefer Chinuch, but I don't think there's strong basis for that. So I wouldn't put my money there. I mean, he quoted, he says it can't be, it doesn't make any sense, it's impossible. He also quotes Rav Hanano in Bava Metzia against it. I don't think we have Rav Hanano. In Bava Metzia. In our Gemaras, we have a Rabbeinu Hananel in Bava Metzia, but only on the first part of Bava Metzia. He only makes it to the fourth parak. Okay, so I mean, we have Rabbeinu Hananel in Bava Metzia, it's the same as Rashi. Okay, so let's put Rabbeinu Hananel, because all the Ramban also goes Rabbeinu Hananel. Right? Everyone goes Rabbeinu Hananel. And the Ritva, and the Rapah, Rav Pinchas Halevi, and the Ra, right? They all say it's not true. There's no such thing. It's impossible. And he said, how can the wife make a shliya for something the husband does? That's against all the rules of Judaism. Can't be. And he says, therefore, now, of course, the nafkamina is slight, meaning whether there's a real shliach lahava or it's a suggestion to the husband make shliach lahalacha, the nafkamina is a very slight, because think about it. If the husband agrees, then either way it works. And when she can rest, when it gets to her. And if the husband doesn't agree, either way it doesn't work. Right? If the shliach lahava, he doesn't agree, he's not making it. If it's a real shliach lahava, but if he doesn't agree to give it again, he doesn't agree to divorce. Right? He doesn't have to be born. And when they want to get nafkamina, the nafkamina is what the husband said, fine, be the shliach lahava, but I'm not appointing you. Okay, then according to the Ritva and the Rach and Rashi, she would not be divorced. He said, I'm not appointing you. And according to the Ritva, she would be divorced because he said, fine, be a shliach lahava. It's a different artificial nafkamina.
Doesn't it sound very similar to Hail Hashem Amram, you know, like do whatever she told you to do?
No, he said very explicitly. Right? He's the shliach, not mine. Okay. Now, the question, of course, for the Rambam is, and the Rambam defends the Rambam.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know if that means he agrees or he defends, but he definitely, you know, he definitely leans towards the Rambam. No?
There's a problem that's being resolved.
No, fine. Okay, the question is this. The question is, what on the Rambam? Meaning, clearly, the Rambam worked well in Mishnayos. Do they have Lach Nevolach or Lach Nevolach Kabbalah? So I said, oh, it's really only two things. Yep, there's a Lach Nevolach Kabbalah, Lach Nevolach when no one suggested it first, and Lach Nevolach suggests the Halach in advance. The Nafkamina about the routine is how to read this Gemara in the Mishnah in Samachem and Aleph, said in Samachem and Aleph. That if the wife said, Have Legiti, the Makam Ploni, the wife says to the Shliach, go be maybe my get for me from the Lower East Side. And you go and you're maybe it from Brownsville. It's valid. Why? According to Rashi and Dimei, of course it's valid. Who cares what the wife said? She's the main suggestion. Wherever the husband made a Shliach, well, the wife didn't make a Shliach. Of course, it doesn't matter what she thought. And according to the Rambam, no, what it means is that even though she said it, she didn't mean it. She was just making a suggestion. It's called Mari Mokum Hulo. She doesn't mean for Rashi and the Rambam, the reason why maybe it's in the wrong place is valid is because she has no say in the matter anyway. He's only sleeping with the husband. But rather around the Rambam, it's because he is her Shliach. And she did say one place, but she didn't mean Tavka to make him anywhere. Why? Because if she's going to bring it to her anywhere, why does she really care where he receives it? Either way, you bring it back to her. Okay. That's sort of what they speak out. Now, the question is, well, what is that new concept? What is the new concept? So the Ran has obtained a theory. What's the theory of the Ran? That it's really, if you strip off the Halloween mask and the shlip lahaval, what do you see underneath?
The British, the Kabbalah.
He's really slipped in Kabbalah. He's really slipped. Oh, he's really slipped in Kabbalah. Why didn't you divorce as soon as he gets the gap? But if the Kabbalah with a T'nai that
it reaches her hands.
She's not divorced till later. You can make a T'nai divorce that couple later. I can give my wife again and say, no, I read the direction from many locker spoken. 30 days later, and then the whole story is that exactly what happens in 30 days and what were the guests be in between, etc. You can have a couple of sets to leave. Delayed hellos. It's just a short of delayed hellos. Okay, that's what the Ran said. And again, most of your shows cover right here. Why are your shows discussed on the top of page of these? Because it's the first time the Gemara brings up the phrase of Havei Nidhi. Right? The first time, and the first five problems didn't come up, really. So it comes up here, so that's what they won't discuss here. So said the Ran, it's really a Shliach LeKabbalah plus a T'nai. Shelo, a Yahulu, Hagirushin, Ad, the Yagia, get the Yada. She just said, you know, I don't want it to be confusing. I want to hold something. So you're my family. The late follows, just like she can finish live with a follow with this night, that the divorce will be hot after 30 days. When the get, one second, when the get faster. There's a little bit of finish. Who says she can make any kind of nai when she makes the flip with Kabbalah? You know, if she really very passive al karfa, then maybe she can't make nai and flip with Kabbalah. For example, she really has vital to make the flip with Kabbalah. She can make it with whatever rules she wants.
Why, meaning once you accept the assumption that she can't make the nai, why is the shaliach with the nai fundamentally different than the shaliach to have nai?
Say that again.
Why is the shaliach, if it's functionally just a shaliach with the t'nai, why is that fundamentally a new din from the shaliach
without the t'nai? Good. That's a question. Well, I'm giving you an even stronger question. None of the other like the rest. What do you mean none of the other ones? Or you mean like none of the later ones? You know, from the last 20th century, like the rest, or even the 19th century. Yeah, the rest don't like the rest. Why do the other ones not like the rest? There's one half to all the other ones have to get the rest. It's a bomb half. What's the bomb half of the OFD in the run? Do you need Aegis with, remember Aegis with Yama Dover? Right? Not just Aegis with truth on the happening, that it doesn't happen if there's no Aegis, right? The Rama holds, we'll see that. So you're waiting the Aegis with Yama Dover for Minor Shlev with Kabbal, right? You need Aegis with Yama Dover for Get, for Kedushin. How about Minor Shlev was getting to be fit? So we saw, mentioned the other day, Rama says, you need Ada for Minor Shlech like Kabbalah, but you don't need Ada for Minor Shlech Lola, because there are two different kinds of Shlech. How about Shlech Lola? Ada for the Minor or not? Says the Raman, Bav Dalid, the Ain Shlech Lola Bahavah, Tsarat Adim. Hold on a second. Shlech Lola doesn't need Adim, then he's not a Shlech like Kabbalah tonight, and he would need Adim like a Shlech like Kabbalah. That's what all the Chronicles reject the Ram.
When you have a tonight, you have Adim.
So obviously the Ran's not stupid, right? Oh, the Ran thing. No, the reason he named the Shlech LeKabbalah wouldn't apply to get a Shlech LeKabbalah with this night. It's gonna be tricky, right? And I would just add, it's gonna be tricky. But why? Come on, you only need Adem when the divorce is gonna happen. Immediately before it gets to your half, right?
Not with the wound, what have it yet? That's the way you need him, meaning it's very practical what Ram was saying.
She needs to aid him to the point of Kriyat, which will cause her to be divorced without holding a get. But if he says tonight that she's only divorced with holding a get, then she doesn't need even to the point of Kriyat.
It makes sense because then she's actually got a piece of paper verifying.
Okay, possible. But yeah, come on, like Ram number one, it doesn't seem to be a Kriyat tonight. And also, look at Ram's washup, he's comparing Ranar's Kriya. Kabbalah and Havah, that's good to walk out. Kabbalah and Havah. One is Mi'ed, one is Akar. Doesn't sound like it's just a matter of Nai. What do you mean? Like, if I said it with a Nai, that Mi'ed? Okay, maybe, but that's the Ran. Okay, you like the Ran. If you not like the Ran, I think the argument for the angels of the Kiyama Dover is a strong Taina. That's the strongest Taina they have. Well, it doesn't sound like it's good to Kabbalah off Nai.
So what's the other option? What do the Achronim say? What do I put the Rav, and the Ibn Adol, the Adol, or Samaf? They all go through a million details, each with their own little knates, which we don't have to get into now, because we're at least still finishing the previous Makarashi today. But what do the Achronim say? The Achronim, again, I don't need the earlier. The Achronim is called the Rav. 20th century Achronim. You know, the Ibn Adol, the Achronim brackets, the Samaf, I put in brackets, the Shubit, the Emre Moshe, who,
yes,
as a side point of a different discussion, says it very nicely. They and the Rav that I put on the card sheet. What do they say Shan and Ramam is? It's not really split with Kabbalah al Tanai. What is it? What's the other option? Okay, it is. They bring some other Ramam. Emre Moshe brings the best Ramam. Look at the Ramam. Perik Hei Halacha Yud Ches. Kasav get nosno no the biad the chen binosan get kasav get the nosno biad avdu because lo shtamar tana love came she zakta be evad zakta get but scarshem how your couples. Okay, if I put the get in the hands of my wife, in the hands of my eved who's tied up, right? So if he's tied up, the kotzer she'ina malechas, he can't move. An immobilized effort, and I give the effort to my wife. Now it's in the hands of her immobilized effort. It's in the hands of her chater. She ain't a mahalekas. She's kona. She's divorced. Bim ainu kaplets the neyer kan saha ha'eved bein mgrashi yegaliyado. What if I put it in the hands of my eved who is unbound and awake, who's walking around? I mean, he might be saying something. He could walk around, right? That's called chater mahalekas. Chater mahalekas is not kona. It doesn't count for putting her chater. So even though I gave her the eved, now the get is in her kafter, but it's a kafter malachas, she's not kona. So she's not kona until get liyada, until the get reaches her hand. The Magen Mishnah quotes the Rashba, who says, he doesn't want to stop it, but he's arguing. He says, no, she's not megureshes, even if the get reaches her hand. Why? When I put it in the kafter mahalachas, that's not a valid nesina. Later on, when she takes it from the Eved, that's also not a valid Nesina. That's her taking it. What do we call it when she takes it? We get the family character. If I tell my wife, pick up your get from the floor and your divorce doesn't work, I forgive it. Here, I didn't give it to her. So what is the Ram? I'm hoping. I never gave the get to my wife. I put in a chater mahalechas, which doesn't count, and then she took it. What does the Ram hold? The Ram holds no. You can separate the Nesina from the Halot Birut. When I put it in her chater Mahaleka, the unbound Eved, that was in Asina. It wasn't a Gerishin because it wasn't an Asina that she's Kona, but it was an Asina. If I do an Asina and then eventually it reaches her hand, then she's divorced because the Asina I was Yosei when I put in the Chatzim Mahaleka. And then eventually it got to her and you have a Cholos Gerishin. You need two things. Nothan, the Yoda. I need to do an Asina and she still ends up with a get. But Rashba holds those things need to be together. If I give it to her on Monday and she ends up with a get on Tuesday, no good. Rashba said, no, they don't have to be together. And the Rav goes into many details we don't have time for now, but exactly the tzir between them. If I give it into her chater that's not a valid kinyan on Monday, and then it gets her hand on Tuesday, that's valid. So I gave it, and she takes it. Maybe you could say like this. That, and there are other Yisodas, by other cases like this in the Rambam also, and in the Gemara also, especially in the Rambam, where I can give it to her and be Yotzei the Nesina, and only later on she's actually divorced. So, maybe that's what's going on here. The Shlich Hava is like the Chater Mahalekah. Shlich Hava means the husband needs two things. The husband needs to put it in the wife's Rishut, and then the wife needs to actually get divorced. Those don't have to be at the same time. Shliach like Kabbalah means, be my shliach to receive the Nesina, be my shliach for the Nesina and for getting divorced. Shliach like Kabbalah, go, my husband's going to give you the get, and I'll be divorced. Maybe shliach like Kabbalah is just half shliach like Kabbalah. You're my shliach for half of it. That if my husband gives it to you, that counts as giving it to me. But you're not my shliach to be divorced. Is that one thing you could say? The evidence of the subject. Isn't that not like this case? You're my shliach to acquire to get a mamonos, but not to be divorced, or better, like being talking about this. You're not my shliach to acquire to get a mamonos. You're my shliach to just have a nice and a tina done. I'm only going to acquire to get a divorce when it gets to my hands.
just like the Chosam HaLechesh, just like the unbound Eved. The unbound Eved belongs to me, so it's good enough for the Tfina, but I don't really acquire the until I pick up myself. Likewise, Shlech Lava is enough to be an Tfina, but not enough to actually be koneh the get and to be koneh the actual Dibrashim. So that's all they're putting say that in different words. But what we're saying is that no, it's not like, well, it's fine. It's a chedzi shliach l'kabbalah. What does that mean? He is a shliach. Let meister hanesina, not that he doesn't have a sina, that the sina is done to him. Le meister hanesina, he loved, but he's not a shliach. Let halosdirishin, and probably the actual kenyan. I get like acquiring the paper. Okay, the Amazon will be flipping to be like still to acquire the paper or not even to acquire the paper. I think the Pshat is not even, he's not acquiring the paper for me. He's not divorcing. However, he's there, he goes to the Mike Messina. Ah, you got a Mike Messina a week later have the whole leadership when he gets their hand. So Ron said, why can't he say it four halakhas later when he's got halakha knowledge? And so it's a hack, really close to Kabbalah. And then we you don't have a buffer. If you can do something, you can do it halfway. And if you can do something, you can do it halfway. But that's just a little bit like the halfway. He's a mic machine without gears. Okay, now we can understand a little better why you wouldn't need to make it in front of Eden because you're not making slip to the before. It's done for every just making slip for a mic machine. Now, this I think works beautifully. The reason I like this shot is that fits the Rambam here. That's what you need. The Chalam HaKayim on it. If a slip above half the slip with Kabbalah, then if he said, if he was really flipping bowl, he says I'm now flipping a bot, he's just cut his sleeves in half. If he's really flipping a bot, instead of flipping a bot, he's lying and making something up that's not true, living in the fantasy world. And that's not valid. So I think that really, whether or not you have you like the flash on the run, the attractive part about what the modern day chronos say is that then you basically killed the birds with one stone. There's a strange Rambam in some similar Aleph. Strange drama about the concept of Havah, which some of them sound based on being in many other places, and they really answer each other that a shliach for Havah is a shliach for half the Kabbalah without the other half, a shliach for the mice and the spina without the king is in the chalos and the chalos Yerushin. And Haranya, talks about that, is good enough for mice and the spina, even though it has no king and no chalos Yerushin. So we have precedent for the Rambam, not in the Rashba. That's fine, the Rashba is a good drama, shliach for Havah, but we have precedent for in the Rambam.
Yeah, I understand the wrong one. The Rashi doesn't make sense for me because the Rashi saying that it's more of a kircha, that's more of a kircha. What he says is the entire process of Avah is more of a kircha. But really, it's not. It's not a process. She's just saying, go suggest it to my husband, whatever the husband does.
No, she means suggest it and then do what he suggests.
If he does give it to you, but that's like a whole different.
No, I don't think you're being fair. What she means suggest to make you a shliach lalacha and agree to be a shliach lalacha. Yeah, she doesn't mean suggest it and don't agree. She means suggest it and follow through. And that can take care of her. Suggest that he make you a shliach lalacha and agree to be a shliach lalacha and be a shliach lalacha.
No, because
we don't know when people that if a regular person would, I'd say, can you ask my husband to make you a shliach lalacha? I mean, and then be a shliach yourself to do it. That's obviously not the guy thinking his mind psychologically. Okay. I apologize that we are a little behind, but we didn't really get to the new sugya, which is the Geshmaka sugya. But we'll have to pick up with that, Amir Tzachem, on today's Thursday, probably? Thursday? So on Monday, Amir Tzachem. Okay. Have a good Shabbos, everybody. Yes.
Ramas said, Amir Tzachem, I'll close the drop. It's a different kind of flip to drop it there, right?
No, it's